The land that was mowed is technically not part of the new boundaries put in place last fall for the 6 acres of native grasses. The two volunteers who mowed the area were following what they believed to be the direction set for them by the previous cemetery manager. The cemetery authority met for the first time yesterday since the mowing incident. Chairman Bob Manning says it was all a big misunderstanding.
Today we took that as an opportunity to try to put everything back in place. State of the facts, you know, we accepted apologies. We provided apology for the damage that was done, but we'll move forward from this. It was an innocent mistake, and it's not going to happen again.
Manning says the new boundaries were set on an 8-to-1 vote, but they did not prescribe maintenance for the area that was mowed by the volunteers. That's the part between the road and the new Savannah boundary. Regardless, paid staff is now responsible for the Savannah, working under the direction of a cemetery foreman. I'm Tanya Koontz.